Finally, I was told to descend, but into a cloudy, murky mess. The closer I came to land, the darker the sky became. However, a few thousand feet above the ocean, I broke free of cloud. The sky was pitch black, but I spotted a dark sliver of land littered with lights. With little time for the relief I felt on seeing that fantastic sight and knowing I was across that patch of ocean, I was given a clearance to land, and with an unexpected change of plans, I turned overhead the coast to line up only a few miles from the runway. It was a monstrous piece of bitumen, and to think I could have taken off and landed the Cirrus several times before running out of the sealed, smooth tarmac. I slowed down, quickly ran through my checks, and moments later the tires screeched onto the runway. To the right of the runway's centre line lay the all-too-familiar ocean, but to the left was endless tarmac, a car park for aircraft. As the Cirrus slowed down, I spotted a large airliner with Sri Lanka written up the side. Unless he was also lost, I was fairly certain I had found Sri Lanka. The control tower gave me taxi directions, a long-winded list of alphanumerical designators relating to different taxiways, which I jotted down before looking at the chart for Colombo's main airport and working out where I had to go. I soon found my handler. A small group of guys waved me in and waited as I shut down. As soon as the propeller stopped moving, they began looking all over the aircraft before trying to peer into the cockpit. I hopped out and said hello. They were just as excited to be there as I was. I was expecting to see a few familiar faces in Colombo. The 60 Minutes crew, including Charles Woolley, had flown across to film a few segments for the story that would air when I returned home. It turned out that the joys of airport security and obtaining clearances for filming, among a few other challenges, had made it too complicated for them to be on the tarmac when I arrived. My handler, along with his very excited co-workers, took a few photos before they all grabbed one of my bags and helped me onto a bus. It was not just any bus, but a full-sized one used to shuttle an airliner load of passengers to the terminal. Tonight it held a kid who had hopped out of his toy plane along with his handler and a few bags. We swished through security, which was a non-event, where I just stood by and smiled, except when being compared to my passport photo, and did everything I was asked to by my handler. I could tell he had done this a time or two before, and he was a serious kind of guy. Finding someone like that was sometimes a good thing. We laid out a plan of action for the next day and decided on a time to refuel.